wonderfully talented Claudio Joditti on trumpet with a beautiful composition for our next segment called Portrait of Art.
Oh, you like that?
How about, very nice. I think our search for a theme is making progress.
We're getting
here.
There, yeah.
I'm liking that. I think I could remember to hum it in my head.
It could. Cynthia Hessen, host of Arts District, here on KUVO and at Rocky Mountain PBS. Good morning.
Good morning. You know it is October, and so guess what?
Yeah, you can tell.
There are a couple scary things going on.
yeah, they're everywhere, right? The costumes.
Absolutely, and you know you can wear your costumes to a couple of theater productions. One in particular, The Night of the Living Dead, as a live on stage matter, not the the horrible screenplay. When I say horrible, I mean the kind that gives you that horrible, scary feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
This is at the Bug Theater, and it's Friday and Saturday this week, and then Thursday and Friday next week. Just a couple of times you can catch this. But if you come dressed as a zombie, you're going to get a discount on the ticket.
Okay, okay. The audience getting into the act here. The Bug over on North Denver.
That's right. Yeah. 38th and Navajo, I think it is.
That is an institution.
It's been
there a long time.
Right. And, good catch.
You go to their website, you can see some of the outrageous costumes for this thing.
Other theater groups getting in on the Halloween spirit?
Oh, yes. You know, there's a very interesting production of Frankenstein at the Stage at the Denver Center. It is done with a very spare stage, and the creators and the creature. And as rewritten a little bit from Mary Shelley's story, this is all from the creature's point of view and how childlike and strange it is for him to have, you know, come to life.
No empathy for Frankenstein, and they've done the whole thing.
That's right. Okay. And one more twist on this. The actors who play the creator and the creature switch off those roles night to night so that they're each getting a chance to play the two sides of that fulcrum, shall we say.
Oh, good. Nice, nice. Good catch. Anything else on the Halloween tip? This is fun.
Oh, yes. Denver Botanic Gardens. Have you ever been to the Glow at the Gardens?
I haven't been to that one, no.
Oh, it's so great. They've got these larger-than-life jack-o'-lanterns and all kinds of beautiful, you know, pumpkin and light displays.
Right.
But also, you can get into a costume contest, adult or child or duo, face painting, many, many art things. That is going on just on Wednesday and Thursday through October 27th. So go to their website, botanicgardens.org.
Glow at the Gardens. Cool. Things non-Halloween related. I don't know if this opera works. Is it?
You know what? Have you ever seen a stage production? I'm sure you have. The symphony is going to do La Boheme with the Colorado Symphony Chorus and the Colorado Children's Chorale. And so what this means is there's no staging per se, but the emphasis is on the music, of course, and there are people who take the roles of the principal characters, and then these beautiful voices and the beautiful Colorado Symphony with Puccini's La Boheme.
La Boheme. Arts District is a television show as well as a radio show, and it's now...
I know you think of it first as a radio show.
Absolutely, you know that. But it's also on TV Friday nights at 8:30. What's coming up this week?
That's right. We are going to show you a great exhibit that happened at the Denver Art Museum not long ago, where we got to see how the people who make the regalia for Native American dancers, and by that I mean, you know, the costumes that they wear.
The feathers and the,
Yes, and many things. And even though you think of that as being from the past, there are many regalia artists today who are making these costumes, because, of course, the powwows go on all over North America every year.
Yeah.
So you will learn more about that and a couple of other surprising things, and that is tomorrow night at 8:30.
Cynthia Hessen, host of Arts District Radio Side. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you on the TV tomorrow, 8:30, Rocky Mountain PBS.
Thanks. Bye.